This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Have you woken up yet? I mean, it was kind of interesting, wasn't it, this weekend that we saw Candace Owens, who retweets the new New York Times editor, Sarah Jeong, Asian, talking in so many tweets about how she hates white people. Oh, it's just a joke. That's fine. It's just a joke. Do you think I was taken down for that? I didn't say anything like that. My channel was taken down on YouTube. I never got a strike. I never got an explanation. I didn't get three strikes, just taken down. And, of course, when Candace Owens, who is black, tweets out the same stuff that Sarah Jeong put out, but just substituted for all the invectives against white people, put in black people, also put in Jewish people, she got shut down until they realized, we've been owned by Candace Owens. They have now exposed what we're really about. They want to say this is about hate speech. No, they hate speech. They hate our speech. They hate free speech. It's not that they think that our speech is hateful. They just disagree with what we have to say. I understand they have a different political perspective. But they also have a global monopoly. You know, DARPA created the Internet. It was created by J.C.R. Licklider, who's a psychiatrist. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They shortened it to Internet. But it was and has always been a means to monitor and control the population, to understand if their narrative is succeeding. Now, I've played probably at least once a week on my show. I play a clip from Michael Hayden, who was head of the NSA, head of the CIA. He was speaking to law students at Washington and Lee University and said, "We're not interested in bad people. That's not why we have the NSA, the CIA. We're not after criminals. We're not after terrorists. We're after interesting people, you know, like President Trump. Or all of you as a group to know if they are controlling your opinion properly. That's why they have the Internet. That's why they have these structures like Facebook. Do you think it's a coincidence that their LifeLog project that came out of DARPA, they were going to keep a permanent record of everything that you thought, everything that you did in life and so forth? They called it LifeLog. Everybody said, well, I think this is a little bit too creepy. I don't think we want the government doing that at the time. They didn't like the idea of total information awareness, so they changed the name. And with LifeLog, they shut it down the same day that Facebook began because they knew that you would keep that LifeLog for them. They could scrape all that information off. They don't even have to work with Zuckerberg. They can just grab it. So can the other corporations. They don't have to buy this information, Cambridge Analytica. They don't have to get that information from them. And if they can get it, if the politicians can get it, if the corporations can get it, you know that the intelligence services can get this. And so when you look at this, this isn't about hate, folks. We just had in Alaska. We just had a judge saying that as an Eskimo went up and yelled, "I hate white people," punched a white woman in the mouth who was just standing there talking to somebody, knocked out her teeth, took them to court. And the judge said, yeah, that wasn't related to any racial bias. No, you come up and you hit a person in the mouth because they're white. As you're yelling, "I hate white people," according to the judge, that is not a hate crime. Because, you know, hating white people is not a crime. It's not. I mean, it's not racist to discriminate against white people. It's not racist to hit them. And as we look at the way that they're controlling our speech, we've got Kamala Harris saying, shut up. You can't use the term identity politics. Why? Because it defines what they are. They don't want you to know what they're doing. All right, we're going to take a break here. And on the other side of the break, we've got a special report from Alex Jones on censorship and free speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Matt Bracken joining us as a host. So don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. CNN, MSNBC, the rest of the dying news system like the New York Times and the Washington Post, groups that are propped up by the Mexican kingpin in the case of the New York Times, Carlos Slim, in the case of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, they can't allow something like InfoWars with a fraction of the crew or the money to be ranked higher than them on iTunes or on YouTube. They can't stand it when people like Mark Geis has more subscribers on his channel, he doesn't work for InfoWars, but he's an example of it, than CNN. And so their answer is, have CNN, the New York Times, BuzzFeed, and all these other corrupt organizations openly lobby for us to be removed and then organize their listeners, their viewers, the different university organizations, Antifa, Sleeping Giants, and a bunch of other groups, to then go mass flag us in the community guidelines, which again is something out of 1984 or a Kafka novel where you don't even know what you've supposedly done. You can't face your accuser. Then you get defamed by the claims of the big tech giants when they ban you. Make no mistake, this is being set up to create a precedent, in their own words, for you, nationalists, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, people that stand up to the New York Times editorial board member saying whites are subhuman and should be extincted. This is the agenda they're pushing that is being funded by Communist China. Out of everything I've broken down so far, that's the key. Apple has officially moved to China and is letting the government basically run Apple. And that, of course, is iTunes. Google is building a huge censorship search engine for them, and whistleblowers from inside Google say they're preparing to use it here in America. In fact, they're beta testing different parts of the censorship system for China on American conservatives, nationalists, and Trump supporters. So bigger than just trying to manipulate the election and give huge contributions in kind to the Democrats by blocking conservatives, libertarians, conservative candidates, conservatives in office, and trying to make sure they can win back the House and try to impeach Trump. That's only one part of it. The bigger issue is they don't like InfoWars exposing the fact in great detail that Communist China owns our debt, owns and controls Hollywood now, is involved in massive domestic propaganda operations, and is working with the Democratic Party and with the EU and others to try to block the Trump agenda. They even talk about this at Davos. So this is 21st century warfare. It's happening right now, and it's designed to silence the American people and other populist movements around the world who are trying to struggle free from this corporate totalitarianism. I've had a lot of top lawyers call me today, and they say, Alex, we need to sue Apple, we need to sue all these groups that clearly are involved in cut-and-dry antitrust activities, working with other big corporations to delist you and block you from the marketplace of ideas, so then when they demonize you, you don't have a way to respond to them, and they can destroy you. And then with that model, move on against everybody else. Almost 5 months ago, the Wall Street Journal had the new CEO of News Corp brag that by 2019, the internet will be basically paid. He said, Barry Diller's also said this as well. He owns Newsweek, so that's a Democrat on the other side, that the internet will be paid soon. Watch, believe me, he said, because they're setting the precedent to deplatform InfoWars and WikiLeaks as the test point example. And once they've done that, they're doing it to everybody. Now, what do we need to do? We need to call the White House, go to Trump's rallies, call the campaign, let them know that this is about deplatforming conservatives and libertarians and other Republican candidates around the country to steal the election. It's true election meddling, not like the made-up Russia meddling garbage. This is out in the open and naked. And the Democrats have been very, very public about it. So if we simply have real congressional hearings about this, where I'm called and others are called, they will be exposed. They've had a bunch of hearings lying about me, saying that I need to be deplatformed. But I'm never there to actually speak for myself. This is completely one-sided and totally deceptive because they can't handle me being there. So again, they secretly report you, they defame you, they lie about you, and then you never get to see what you've done or face your accuser. This is the essence of totalitarianism. And President Trump, the Republican Congress, the state houses, independent media all need to rally together against this global move to censor America and the planet. Because if you look at what Facebook, Google, Apple, and all of them are doing right now, it's mirroring the EU censorship. And why is that? The EU has been fining them billions of dollars if they don't get in line on hate speech and fake news, which is whatever Brussels and the unelected bureaucrats say it is. So it's China, the EU, and others muscling in on America with all these global regulations trying to force their will on us. France is passing laws to shut down populists. Brazil's passing laws to shut down populists. Whether they be left-wing or right-wing, they don't want the people having control of their own destiny. This is modern global corporate colonialism against every nation-state on the planet, be you first world, old world, or be you a third world nation. This is history. It's happening now. And we're the tip of the spear at NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. And in closing, the number one thing you can do past standing up to this and getting informed and informing others is to simply go to InfoWars.com/show, subscribe to the free podcast, just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform that are being censored so you can get them out to others. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. You're an adult. You deserve to hear what all the hubbub's about. You deserve to hear what the establishment is so desperate to silence so you can make your own decision. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Listen. I was never trying to win a popularity contest. I've been trying to get Americans and others to think outside the box and realize what's happening. And we've been very successful. I've expected to be attacked. I didn't know we'd be the very tip of the spear, but it's happened. So now InfoWars is the banner of free speech, the renaissance in Western culture and civilization. And it's more important than ever that folks realize that the dominoes are beginning to fall against your cherished free speech, and you'll lose everything else if you don't stand up for it now. InfoWars is trending the top of Twitter right now. And we've got record traffic at InfoWars and NewsWars. But they think in a few days you'll forget about it. Then they'll move on to the next target and the next target and the next target. Notice they would only partially ban us here, partially ban us there. They would cry wolf they were going to ban us. And so when they finally banned us, they're hoping you're not paying attention. They're hoping you're stupid. They're hoping you believe the fake narratives about us and the lies they've said about us where I'm this bad guy that's done this or that. The New York Times were the main group manufacturing fake evidence of WMDs that then caused millions of Iraqis to die from starvation and war. And so many other sick, evil things. They helped lie about babies being thrown out of the incubators that never happened. But they'll sit there and sanctimoniously lie about me and say, I hurt children, I bully children with no evidence. That's because they're cold-blooded sociopathic scum who've been chosen and picked and prepared to go out and be henchmen and women to control and take down this nation. And they cold-bloodedly believe they've bet on the power structure and they're going to win. CNN, MSNBC, all of them are the very worst of the worst. who are not news organizations, but criminal racketeering combines of the very definition, out operating to intimidate and attack and control and sabotage and block funds and bring down pro-America organizations. But in the end, we're going to defeat these people, and America and the world is going to be prosperous, and we're going to come through this together. That's a basic breakdown of what we're facing, what we're dealing with. China has basically allied with the globalists, the Democrats, the EU, and radical Islam to take down this country and take down the West. They are very afraid of us because we're exposing that, and that is the heart of the matter. Trump must take action now so they can't steal the 2018 election. He must take action and expose the true espionage of the communist Chinese infiltrating every level of our country and openly pushing for patriots to be silenced and censored. That is outrageous. And it's a hard truth to tell, but if the president tells it, even more Americans, as the polls show, will pick the right side of being pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-freedom, and pro-prosperity. But we've got to tell the very serious truths. And we've got to realize films like Death of a Nation by Dinesh D'Souza are so critical for everyone to see if you want to understand the real threat.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have an article up at InfoWars.com. Patriots rally behind InfoWars amid tech's total communist censorship. That's right, folks. This is the way China works. It's the way that the Quislings for China, Apple, Google, they have shown that they will do anything for a buck. You don't think that they'll do this same type of censorship for the deep state here in America? Of course they will. Of course they will. We have established what they are. We are just haggling over the price, right? That's the way that this works for Apple and for Google. But I have some quotes here I wanted to read you from some of the people that have tweeted out in support of InfoWars, and in support, I would say, of the principle of free speech that we have lost any value for in Western civilization. It's interesting that every one of these tweets, the people will come back. They know that people are going to come back and say, I hate InfoWars. I think they're phony. They're fake news support. All right, fine. You don't like what we have to say? What about the old adage that we had from Voltaire? And again, it wasn't an exact quote from him, but it was a compilation of what he had to say. I may despise what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Why? Because that's my freedom too. See, I despise CNN, but I will defend their right to broadcast. As a matter of fact, they give us great content to comment on all the time because it's so patently absurd. But they can't handle our content, which tells you that it's not patently absurd. I document what I talk about. I document it very carefully. And they quite frankly can't win that argument, so they want to shut us down. Just as we saw the people who were protesting, counter-protesting, people who were standing out at the Planned Parenthood facility here in Austin. I've talked about this many times. My wife went with my daughter and other people from InfoWars are holding up signs, "Stop the Black Genocide." These Antifa people showed up at the time. They hadn't started calling themselves Antifa. And folks, if you don't understand that they're not anti-fascist, they are fascist. They're anti-FA, anti-First Amendment. They showed up with black signs, and they would put them over my wife's sign. And then, you know, she'd put her sign down low. They would put their black sign down low. She'd put it up high. They'd go up high, you know, just like Michelle Obama said. But they had nothing to say. They just wanted to shut you down. They can't win an argument. These are people who have been weaned and raised on postmodernism. They don't argue. They use invectives and censorship. That's what the fascists of the left do. But here's what some of the people said. Nigel Farage, whether you like real Alex Jones and InfoWars or not, he is undeniably the victim today of collusion by big tech giants. What is the price of free speech that you're willing to pay? And of course, one of the videos that's been taken down, of course, is an interview that I had with Nigel Farage, had over 500,000 views. It was an interview that I had with him, the debate that was in Las Vegas. We went there, we talked about the fact that Brexit was their declaration of independence. And you know what they're seeing now in Great Britain is they're now seeing that the attempts to pull that back is now their war of 1812 because the empire continues to strike back. And that's exactly what WikiLeaks tweeted out. The empire strikes back. Apple, Spotify, Facebook, Google, YouTube, all purge InfoWars and Alex Jones today. Yes, InfoWars, they said, has frequent nonsense. They don't agree with everything we have to say. That's fine. But they say that we're also a state power critic. Which publisher in the world with millions of subscribers will be next to be wiped out for cultural transgression, says WikiLeaks? We have Katie Hopkins out of the UK responding to somebody. Says, oh, I'm glad that they shut down InfoWars. She said, you're glad? You're glad that unelected tech tyrants now decide what their quislings are allowed to hear? No. Very succinct. Very good job, Katie. Another one. Cassandra Fairbanks. Yikes. Love InfoWars or hate them. This is terrible. Mark Dice. Alex Jones is now an unperson straight out of the plot of George Orwell's 1984. Regardless of what you think of him, remember, you may despise what somebody has to say in the press or just an individual. But if you want to have free speech, you must defend that, right? Freedom is the only thing that we can't have unless we give it to other people. It's just that simple. And so Mark Dice says, whether or not you like InfoWars, this is the equivalent of digital book burning, and it sets a horrible precedent for mass censorship by big tech. This is what they have designed here, folks. Absolutely what they have designed. So how do you get around that? Well, we've got a couple of things. If you want to go to InfoWars.com, you can click at the top there. We have a button that says subscribe to the banned show. Yes, we have been banned, not just in Boston, where the censors used to operate. We have been banned globally by the people who think that they are lords of the Internet. And we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. There is a way that we can get around that. And if you want to support us financially, we have some sales at InfoWarsStore.com to help you do that. Of course, we've got a lot of other products that you can buy, a lot of products to support your health. Here's some of the sales that we have, though. We have Nascent Iodine. That's our Survival Shield X2. That's a brand name, but it's Nascent Iodine, 25% off. If you want to get vitamin D, and of course, this time of year when it is so hot, many people are not getting outside in the sun. Vitamin D, our winter sun is what we call it, 40% off. Our vitamin B12, we call that Secret 12. That is also 40% off. And you can get $100 off of Alexa Pure Breeze. That is a very effective way to purify the air in your house. Very attractive, very silent, very effective. $100 off of Alexa Pure Breeze. I'll give you one more special. This is from our morning show here. If you want to get 20% off of our Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee, it is non-GMO. It is 100% Arabica bean blend, and you can get 20% off with the code REALNEWS. And that's we still have that program in the morning. Google hasn't been able to shut that down. We're going to continue to broadcast that out, so you can get those broadcasts if you subscribe to the banned shows, that banner that we have at the top of InfoWars.com. And you can also get our free app. It's a great way to listen to the program as well. And if you're in an area where we're carried on the radio, we have many radio stations and many TV stations that carry all of our shows. Support those advertisers. Let them know that you want to hear a critic of power, because that's what we do. We speak truth about power, and we speak truth to power, and they don't like that. One of the things that they don't like, of course, is Kamala Harris saying, don't use the term identity politics. And she says this right in the middle of putting herself out as a, you should vote for me because I'm a black woman. And don't you talk about identity politics. This is the hypocrisy of these people. This is why they can't win. I don't know who Kamala Harris thinks that she's fooling when she does this kind of stuff. She said, instead of thanking women of color because Doug Jones won in Alabama for Senate, we should be electing them. You know, people like me. And then she comes out and says, and don't you use that term identity politics. Don't you use that? Why? Because people understand what the demographic party is about. They want to break everybody down into demographics. Of course, they're not going to support Candace Owen because she's a black woman. They're not going to support Clarence Thomas because he's a black man. As a matter of fact, they will come out very strongly against them. Anita Hill, who tried to take down Clarence Thomas in those hearings, it wasn't even 2 years later that she was supporting Bill Clinton. Not for charges of an inappropriate remark, but because she was defending him, even though he was accused of violent sexual assaults and rape. All right, on the other side of this break, we're going to have Matt Bracken. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Let The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hey, Dave. You in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, what a day to be on the Alex Jones Show. This is Matt Bracken for the next half hour. And I must say, if anybody had any doubts that there really is a war on for your mind, their doubts should be laid to rest today. This is an information war. This is the front line. And if there are any new watchers that are just here out of curiosity, I would suggest that you click over when you get a chance to Infowars.com. Go to the link to subscribe to the show. Don't just take it through the social media giants that are shutting Infowars down. Don't search on enemy terrain, you know, for the filtered version. Go straight to the source, to Infowars.com. Click subscribe. Get a direct link that they can't stop, not until they shut down the entire internet. Anyway, over the weekend, it's pretty unusual, crazy timing. Maybe these things work this way for some reason. But I was at a Republican meeting with less than 50 people in the room, and two of the members of the Freedom Caucus were there as the guests. And not to speak out of school, because some of what I heard was, rather confidential. But we did talk about the social media banning, the shadow banning. And frankly, some of these congressmen are I'm sure they're very busy, but they're a little bit behind the curve on what's going on social media. And I suggested to them that one step that they can make immediately that wouldn't require too much effort, because politics is the art of the possible. You know, it's not what we could theoretically do in a perfect world, but what's possible. And I suggested that there must be truth in the algorithms. The algorithms should be published. The way that they shadow ban members of even Congress, like Congressman Getz, you know, they need to show how they do it. If the electric company, it turned out that they were charging Republicans, 10 times more than what they're charging Democrats for electricity, they'd have to show the formula, how they come up with that. And I said that they need to do the same thing. Since Twitter, Facebook, Google are now virtually monopolies, they're the gatekeepers for what we read and learn. They can't hide their algorithms. Now, the social media giants, Jack Dorsey at Twitter, et cetera, they say, well, we have to keep the algorithm secret, or those terrible, dangerous Russian bot farms will learn our tricks. That's bogus. That's a really weak cover. There's no reason that they can't do both, chew gum and walk at the same time. Put the algorithms out so that we can see if it's a level or a tilted playing field. Obviously, it's a vastly tilted playing field. And it's so easy to do. I mean, just by accumulating your links, and if every website gets a social media score, then it would be very easy to give all of us comrades a quotient ranging, for example, from 100% to 1%. And I'm sure I'm down near 1% in terms of my reach. I might have, 10 or 12,000 followers, but if only 1% of my followers get notifications, it'll look like I'm still transmitting. Once in a while, I'll get a retweet on Twitter. Barely ever. But, it'll look like I'm broadcasting. It's just that my volume is turned down to 1%. And if you're a good social justice warrior, like the lady at the New York Times, then your amplifier will be turned up at all times to 100%. So there's a way to do this, and that's for Congress to demand that as virtual public utilities, these giant information conglomerates must publish these algorithms so that we can see how the shadow banning is being done. That's step number one. You know, it's not enough for a few congressmen or, say, somebody famous like Candace Owens, who she just rebroadcast the tweets changing the words white for Jewish or black, and she was immediately banned by Twitter. But, of course, she was pulled right back out of Twitter jail because she's famous, and it's easy. So they threw the switch, turned her back on. But for every Candace Owens, there are literally millions of us info warriors out in the trenches that have our sound turned down to 1% based on these secret hidden algorithms. So it's not enough to just release a few congressmen or other famous conservatives. They need to produce the algorithms. There should be transparency on how this shadow banning is done. And what it really boils down to is the left can't debate. You've heard the left can't meme. Well, the left can't debate. That's why totally innocuous videos like Dennis Prager's Prager U videos are put in limited state or even banned. And there's not a bad word in them. They're just, you know, the simplest little 5-minute sketches and lessons, but they make great points. So the powers that be in the social media universe put them in limited state or just ban them, take them down. You know, non-controversial videos, you know, not to mention them being demonetized for the last, you know, weeks and months. People that are very innocuous on the right get banned or throttled. And meanwhile, you know, Antifa, Islamist websites, they're broadcasting full speed, full power. And we need to stop this. It's just beyond control now that the media, that social media is able to just shut us down and pretend that everything's normal. Now, in the short term, there's nothing that'll probably be done before the midterm elections. But I do have a few suggestions. One is, just like we should go to Infowars.com and subscribe to the show. Yeah, it costs a little bit out of, you know, click PayPal, credit card, you're done. Then you've got it straight with no filter. But instead of going through Facebook and Twitter where they hate us, where they throttle us, where they shut us down, go to gab.ai. Gab is like Twitter. It's not quite as smoothly operating yet, but Gab doesn't discriminate. Gab is the pure thing. That means there are some, you know, unsavory characters running loose because it's unmoderated, but it's actual free speech on Gab. Another website that's coming out in the near future is something I've been watching called vomvos.com, which is going to be another Twitter alternative. We need to get off of our addiction to the left-wing websites that hate our guts, you know, that consider white genocide to be a perfectly natural reaction to our evilness, yet if you turn the tables even in the slightest way, you're instantly banned. So instead of playing on the field that hates us, we need to take it to the places that will tolerate us and give us our freedom of speech. And in the short term, that's Gab, and that's I'm on it right there. I'm Matt Bracken on Gab. I'm on Twitter, but I'm so throttled, it's almost a waste of time. You can follow me, but you'll never see my tweets. It's a joke. But in the near term, please get on Gab. It's not as smooth as Twitter, I'll admit, but we're working on it. And it's the only free speech forum that's really up and running right now. And otherwise, you know, what are we going to do? Just go to the left and beg for their crumbs? You know, hat in hand, like Oliver Twist, please, sir, can I have some more? It's a joke. Let's go to the places that will tolerate us, not the places that are trying to choke us out. And, you know, if President Trump made one post on Gab, it would be an earthquake that would turn over the entire social media world. One message on Gab by the president, it would be like a, you know, Richter scale 10 hitting the entire United States of America. And in the meantime, please go to Infowars.com and subscribe today. Just push the button, pull the trigger, do it today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hey, I'm Matt Bracken, back for the last segment today. This has been a heck of a day in the InfoWars world. Subscriptions are up, which is a good thing, because we need to cut the addiction to the social media corporations that hate conservatives and get over to where we can listen to the truth without their filters. On Twitter, they call it, it turned out one of their shadow banning tricks was called the quality filter. If you are on Twitter, I encourage you to go into your notifications, then dig into your settings, and turn off the default setting, which basically says, no, please, I don't want to hear bad comrades. I only want to hear good social justice warriors. This is just one of the easier tricks that they actually, you know, kind of put in the clear that you can turn off on your own. But it's a lot more difficult when it comes to, you know, the algorithms that are actually used to turn us down. to basically blind us and deafen us. So you think that you're broadcasting, but you're really not. All you're doing is talking in an echo chamber. And you might have a ton of followers, but if they're not hearing you, or if people are searching for you but they can't find you, it becomes really ineffective and marginal. And now they have no doubt the most slick platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. They're very slick, but we need to just start abandoning them and going to the places that will not shadow ban and throttle us. Right now, that would be, I think, Gab. I want to talk also today about the Chinese nexus with all of this. Dianne Feinstein, her husband, they've been tied in with the communist Chinese forever. Now the Democrats are trying to do the distraction technique. Look, squirrel, Russian collusion, the Russians. They never cared about Russians when they were ready to nuke us, when they had millions of people in gulags. They loved the Soviet communist Russians. Now that Russia is just a small, nationality, lots of nukes, but almost no economy, they're using that as the big distraction while the real Chinese menace is growing. And as we've seen, our corporate masters, they're happy to comply with Chinese censorship the way that Apple and Google are. They're happy to work with the Chinese to censor their own citizens. And this is, of course, never going to just stay within China. These same filters, in order to keep China happy, they're going to be working right throughout the Internet. And this is something, we have to wonder what's going on when important members of the, been on the Senate Intelligence Committee for quite a long time, Dianne Feinstein, has the very high security clearances. Her long-term driver was a Chinese spy, an agent. Now, it's not well known or understood, but famous people, VIPs, they choose their own drivers. They don't generally choose them because they, passed the driving test with the highest score. They choose their drivers because they're like-minded. They have a rapport. Drivers often become confidants over a long term. They become privy to the innermost thinking of their VIP bosses. They become gophers and errand runners, like this Chinese driver. So not only does that mean that the Chinese driver will be overhearing her phone calls, but the Chinese driver will be able to actually insert his own thinking, which is from the Chinese government, we now know, into Dianne Feinstein's ear. This, a younger, more perhaps witty person and a spy has the ear of a key member of Congress like Senator Dianne Feinstein, perhaps molding her thoughts, guiding her thoughts, leading her to suggest that we need to crack down on social media and freedom of the press on the Internet. And it's no wonder. When you look at important people in history, often you'll find out that relative unknowns are pushed and promoted up through the ranks in a way that is almost inexplicable. It's now pretty well known that John Brennan, for example, he was never a spy. He was never a CIA case officer over in Europe or South America or Asia, running spies, recruiting agents. He was never doing that. He was a mid-level analyst, just a paper shuffler at Langley, when somebody put him up to be Bill Clinton's daily briefer. He was just the guy that read the daily brief, the CIA notes to President Clinton. But they hit it off, sort of like Dianne Feinstein's driver hit it off with Dianne Feinstein. So you get somebody who voted for the communists back in the 70s when the communists were murdering people by the thousands and had millions still in gulags, a guy who voted for Gus Hall when Gus Hall was saying, we need to destroy this evil imperialist United States. destroy its constitution. Somehow, he gets into the CIA 4 years later, passes his polygraph, admits he voted for the communists, and his career takes him to becoming the daily briefer for Bill Clinton, and the next thing you know, he's the director of the CIA. If this isn't proof that moles have infiltrated every level of our country, I mean, I don't know what else, you know, to say to people that just think all this happens by a strange, odd coincidence. One of the most important books I've read in the last decade, for sure, would be Diane West's American Betrayal. And it really lays out how penetrated this country has been. We're still saluting a United States flag. We still have our patriotic icons out in front of us, our founding fathers. But more and more, the inner workings of our government have been taken over by foreign and corporate entities. So the people that we elect, the people that we think are running our country, are really just puppets for the power structures that are operating the puppet strings from behind the stage. And people should, you know, examine this deeply and question who these folks are that are making the decisions for us that we vote for in some cases. In many cases, we never voted for them.
Matt, this is David Knight. Sorry to jump in on you, but I just want to remind the audience that Alex Jones is going to be hosting all of the War Room. That's going to be coming up right after the break. And, you know, you're exactly right, Matt, when you talk about Miss Feinstein. I was talking about today. It reminds me of the movie Driving Miss Daisy, right? Except that her chauffeur is a Chinese spy. I mean, so I guess Driving Miss Diane or something that we could have there. And when you're talking about spy networks being compromised, it's very interesting because just in the last couple of weeks, people talked about how the entire Chinese network of the CIA was compromised, executed, and jailed. And it kind of exactly corresponded to Hillary Clinton's tenure at the State Department. They said, do we have a mole or is there some kind of a communications leak? And it's like, duh.
Right. Where's the server? So yeah. Obviously,
Clinton
obviously,
email.
Yeah, it was so corrupt. It was so corrupt. $140 million just in one Uranium One deal, plus $500,000 cash to her husband, Bill, from the Russians. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media is all still trying to convince us that President Trump is a traitor to the Russians.
That's right.
There's a lot of traitors up there, but it's not Trump and it's not the Republicans. But the spotlight, that's the problem that they have with InfoWars. We're putting a spotlight into those dark corners that they don't want us to see.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do anything to turn our spotlight off.
That's right.
So that they
can
go back to the business as usual, which is, you know, look, squirrel. Russians, Russian under the bed.
Well, you know,
never
also
cared about Russians when it was mass murder. Now we're supposed to think that they really care about the Russians.
That's right. It's also, as you pointed out, Diane Feinstein, her husband, making a lot of money from the Chinese, just like the Clintons did back there in the days of Johnny Wong and Charlie Tree and so forth. Nobody went to jail. They confessed to collusion. They confessed to foreign connections. They even did that. You would typically see them do that so they could get them to testify about the people higher up. But, of course, none of that happened. And this just continues to go on. And yet it was Diane Feinstein, who was driven around by this Chinese spy chauffeur for decades, who was just 5 years ago saying, hey, we got a licensed journalist. That was the tactic that she had at the time, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, and this is why the deep state is trying so hard to take out Trump. He's exposing this ongoing corruption at the very highest levels. Millions and millions of dollars being made selling out our country.
That's right.
And that's why they can't tolerate InfoWars.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Matt Bracken. I'm David Knight, and stay with us. Coming up is Alex Jones. He'll be hosting all of War Room. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.